Bill Watson is doggedly undertaking a daunting task. He's trying to track down the owners of pets that were buried in a Roanoke, Virginia cemetery decades ago. The old cemetery is in a flood zone, and the land is in the process of being sold. Bill Watson is executive director of Roanoke Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. He joins us on the line. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And have you been able to reach a lot of the people whose pets are in that cemetery?
We've been able to reach a fair number of folks. We were able to identify by our own investigation about 40 to 50 headstones that were in the old cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And through the publication of an article in the local paper about a week ago, we received a number of telephone calls from people whose family members had buried pets there years ago, one as far away as Ohio, who had called and said that their pet had been buried there. They didn't know if it had a headstone or not, but they were able to give us the name of the pet and the approximate date of when the burial occurred.
May we ask, Mr. Watson, how many animals are we talking about?
I suspect that there are about 100 animals there, and by talking to owners or family members of owners, we will know what headstone to put on the graves when we rebury them.
How long ago did some of these burials occur?
Probably starting in the early 70s to the mid-80s.
When you have been able to speak with someone, what does it mean to them?
They are very thankful that we are taking the care and treating the animal remains with dignity and respect in trying to locate the owners, in trying to excavate the remains and rebury them at the pet cemetery that we own and operate in another part of town. There are some of these people are deceased, but family members still know that the pets are there. And some people say, I occasionally come down to the old cemetery. So having them know where their animals will now be is very important and reduces the likelihood that there's alarm.
Mr. Watson, all this thoughtfulness can't come cheaply.
It doesn't. Our cost to do this is, we estimate now, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000.
Some people might wonder if this money wouldn't be better spent caring for the many animals that are in your stead now.
All the animals that we have require our care. Those that are living with us, that we're actively trying to adopt, as well as those that are buried at this old cemetery. We feel that we owe the same level of care to those animals, so we are working diligently to move them with dignity and respect so that if the old owners, if the owners come back, and they will know that their animals were treated well.
Mr. Watson, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Bill Watson is executive director of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in Roanoke, Virginia.